The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the amount of mature male red king crab has been dropping around the region since 2001, and this year was at its second lowest level in the past 15 years. Biologist Joe Stratman is the shellfish management project leader for the department in Southeast.
We had poor stock health in all nine surveyed areas. We had continued low abundance of female and juvenile male red king crab in nearly all the surveyed areas.
The department conducts an annual survey of stocks in parts of Southeast that have historically produced the most crab. They calculate a region-wide estimate of crab numbers and, based on stock status in the surveyed areas, determine a guideline harvest level for a fishery. If the level is below 200,000 pounds, regulations do not allow the fishery to open. This year's guideline harvest level ended up at 0 pounds. That's based on a 0% exploitation rate due to the low survey numbers. Stratman says crabbers around the region are still seeing legal-sized king crab.
I've heard from a lot of personal use and commercial fishermen that they are seeing legal-sized red king crab on the grounds. And, I think that there are always areas where there are going to be abundances of legal-sized male crabs. But, you know, from everything our survey is telling us, the overall health of the stock in the region is poor.
The commercial fishery was last opened in 2005 when 58 permit holders landed 210,000 pounds of crab. It was worth $1.1 million at the dock that year. Fisherman John Barry is chair of the region's King and Tanner Crab Task Force, a group of industry representatives.
It's an unfortunate situation, as much of the commercial fleet is skeptical of the king crab survey. And many of us fish other species of crab throughout the year, and we release red king crab as accidental bycatch. So we all have our own opinions as to the strength of the stock. And there's not at least a short season. The fleet doesn't have the ability to provide any additional data to compare with the survey.
Low crab numbers leading to no season for the commercial fleet will also mean a continued closure for area residents looking to catch a few crab for personal use. That personal use fishery could reopen based on next year's survey, and it could also be affected by any decisions on crabbing regulations up before the Board of Fish at a meeting in Petersburg in late January. One proposal on personal use crabbing would allow Fish and Game to open that fishery with a lower bag limit, even if a threshold for a commercial fishery is not reached. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.